it's a poor result for us. There's no disputing that. I know, we weren't good at all, but we still didn't deserve to lose the game. I didn't feel we should have done more in that period where we were 11-10, and it's a bad night at the office, and we have to demand more from ourselves.
How can you legislate for Cameron McJanet's sending off, because that then brings them right back into the game, doesn't it?
That was the last thing we said, leaving the dressing room at half time. Don't give them a chance to even it up. It's disappointing from that point of view. It's we know you miss a big player now on Monday, and it's made the game 10-10 and more even. So it is disappointing, but we can't dwell on it. We can't get caught up on it. We've had a poor night at the office, and we have to make sure that doesn't happen again.
They do make it difficult for teams. We've known that in the past, but with the man advantage, was it too challenging to get any sort of rhythm going, or just couldn't break them down at that point in the game?
The game was very bitty and scrappy, and seemed to be stoppages in play all the time, all that sort of stuff, and we couldn't get into a rhythm. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. We should be doing better than that, absolutely. And we didn't give our supporters value for money tonight, and that's what hurts me.
Was it a mistake not to start Patrick McIlhenny, or was there an issue there?
No, well, if you look at the Patrick's history, Friday and Mondays, we done it here last year, and he gets injured on the Monday night against St. Pat's, so we didn't want to take a risk. We brought him on at half time because they were down to 10 men, and we thought he could get hold of the ball. But you can look back at it now and say, should we have taken a chance? He's not carrying any niggles or anything, but we're just going off history, to be honest with you. And it's a disappointing night, and the players that were on the pitch, first and second half, need to take more responsibility in the attack in third and make things happen, and rather than waiting for someone else to take responsibility. But again, the players have been great for me, and it's the first defeat of the season. It's a tough one to take. There's no getting away from it. It's a dig in the ribs, but we have an opportunity now on Monday to put it right, which is great. It's only a couple of days away, and hopefully it should be a really good atmosphere on the ground, and hopefully we can serve up something a bit better than that.